This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. On my daily show on Lock and Load, I was talking about this doctor who made a private Facebook post. And in it, her name is Dr. Jennifer Rager K. With a heavy emphasis on the Rager part. There's a hyphen between Rager and K, so maybe that was her single name because she can't let go of it. I don't know. It's a pretty good last name if it is, right? Well, she's a doctor, an MD, and she she decided to put out. she takes umbrage with people who do not want to wear a mask because that's not helpful. You see, it's not helpful if you don't want to wear a mask. And she believes that she has a right to safety. So what she postulated she was going to do, because apparently as a leftist doctor, she also is a concealed carry permit holder, which is perfectly okay. She decided that she would apply the same. Most of the people that she sees wearing masks, she claims, also are against any sort of gun regulations whatsoever. So at that point, of course, we now take this and it becomes a Second Amendment remedy. And her Second Amendment remedy, which is a Chris Matthews term, is if you walk up to her and get within 6 feet of her and you're not wearing a mask, she reserved the right to shoot you, to cap you, to perforate you. She also, of course, was a member of the local school board, which just fills me full of warmth and fuzziness. Now, in the beginning, when all of this was coming out, she was like, of course, I'm not going to resign from the school board. What have I done wrong? There's nothing wrong with what I've said. If you don't like what I've said, well, I'm sorry that you're offended by what I said. And I'm also sorry that people don't wear masks. Well, she, you know, after her Facebook post started to get some attention in the community, which it was private, and it was never meant to see the light of day. She issued a sanctimonious and self-serving apology and vowed to remain on the local school board despite growing calls for her to resign. I would like to publicly apologize to anyone offended by my recent post regarding the hypocrisy of those who refuse to wear face masks and yet walk around openly carrying guns. I am in a profession where the threat of someone approaching me not wearing a mask while in the midst of a pandemic is equivalent to a threat against my life, just as it would be if they approached me with their gun drawn and pointed at me. Or, you know, that's not quite the same thing now, is it, Dr. Rager? It's actually, it'd be the same thing if you see a car walking, you know, coming down, well, a car walking down the street, yeah. If you see a car coming down the street as you're walking, and of course, you know, we're always told to walk against traffic so we can see what's happening. If you see that car coming and you draw down your weapon and start shooting at the driver, well, that is a potential threat to your life, that car coming at you. So I guess that would be thoroughly justified, right? Or a bunch of youths walking up to you, rowdy and all that other stuff. That could, you just start shooting them, right? Now, Dr. Rager K, Rager hyphen K, must have been shocked that her non-apology went over about as well as her original comments. But the storm of criticism failed to blow over after her statement. Nobody bought that non-apology apology. So now the doctor is out. And we get this. A Sullins Grove school board member and former Democratic State House nominee is resigning 2 days after a controversial Facebook post saying she'd shot anyone who came within 6 feet of her or her family without, or she'd shoot, rather, without a mask. On her Facebook page, Dr. Jennifer Rager-K announced Wednesday that she would send a letter of resignation to the board after receiving threats against her personal and professional well-being. She says her husband has also resigned effective immediately as Snyder County Chief Public Defender. And the fun part of this is she's still not taking responsibility for what she said. In her self-serving resignation letter, she continues to blame others for their response to her idiotic statement. She writes, and this private social media post that Snyder County Commissioner Joe Kantz elected to capture and share has confirmed the state of affairs that prompted me to post it in the first place. Our society is so divided and entrenched with the you versus me selfish mentality that we fail to recognize the level of hypocrisy this represents. Someone approaching me or my family not wearing a mask while in the midst of a pandemic and refusing to back off if asked represents a potentially deadly threat. Those who carry their rifles to rallies and protests speak so passionately about the right to personal defense are all the same ones now attacking me for boldly asserting that I would meet a deadly threat with deadly force. So why am I being crucified for practicing the same rights given by the Second Amendment, Stand Your Ground, and Castle Doctrine? She's not being crucified for asserting that you would meet a deadly threat with deadly force. And if you really believe that you are, Rager K, go talk to your local district attorney and see what they think. And like you pointed out, your husband was, until quite recently apparently, the Snyder County Public Defender. Why don't you run your legal theory to see if he would defend this, or how he would defend this? See, Rager-K is confusing a potentially deadly threat with an actual immediate threat to life. If you pull your gun over a potentially deadly threat, you will likely go to jail. Unlike acting in self-defense when your life is actually threatened. Now, wearing a mask, if you're going someplace and you're carrying a gun, you might want to wear a mask just not to stand out in certain cases. It becomes a sort of a strategic thought process. But I don't, and when I see someone else that is not wearing a mask, I don't freak out over it. And I don't whip out my gun and order them to stand back, because the odds are that that unmasked shopper doesn't have coronavirus and poses no threat of infection to me or my family. And more importantly, that would be completely insane to do that. It would be an illegal overreaction. But she wasn't done yet. After complaining about her political crucifixion, Rager-K then points the finger at the local critics who demanded her resignation. Several of those criticizing me publicly are also demanding my resignation from the school board, including Commissioner Kantz, Gerald and Amy Stauffer, Todd Shimko, and Boyd Martin. And while their comments are accusatory and many others threatening, they do not get credit for my decision to resign. Oh, no. After spending a significant time praying and discussing with my husband, my ultimate decision is ironically the same reason I ran for school board, my family. No amount of inequity or injustice is worth the risk to my family and my profession. And if I must serve as a scapegoat to call attention to the extreme level of hatred and ignorance that exists and continues to pervade our community in attempt for reconciliation, I will gladly accept that burden. I can only apologize to those who supported me and may share in my disappointment. This is some serious delusion going on right here. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad. And it's so over the top, it still seems funny to me. It reminds me of a Saturday Night Live or an In Living Color skit. Obviously, threatening Rager-K is not appropriate, and any serious threat should be investigated and prosecuted if actionable. But she also simply can't admit that the whole reason people are upset at her is because of her unhinged, stupid threats. And that's what they want. If there was an Olympic event for avoiding responsibility, Rager-K would be a gold medal favorite. And, of course, she'd probably bail on the event because there would be too many people in the stands not wearing masks. But if she actually competed, I think she'd bring home the gold. And Rager-K still refuses to acknowledge or is truly incapable of understanding that all of this could have been avoided if she simply said something like, "If you approach me, please have on a mask." Very simple thing to say. Very simple thing to put out there. But no, that's all, she couldn't do that. She had to be completely insufferable and completely over the top. So, Now she's the former member of the school board. So enjoy that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the things that always amazes me is that it becomes quite the conundrum when you have a first-time gun buyer who has bought a gun purely for the simple reason to carry it. And then they discover quite a few things. Once they've gotten the qualification, it can be called a CCW, a CPL, an LTC, a lot of different things are, because we have one, we don't have one standard. We have 50. And, but, you know, the concealed carry permit. But then you discover the logistics of carrying a gun. And the logistics of carrying a gun can be quite uncomfortable. First of all, if you wear form-fitting clothes, well, guess what? Carrying a gun inside the waistband means that you need to buy something at least one size too big, maybe two sizes too big, depending on where you're going to carry the gun. If it's going to be from the waist down, it's going to be on your belt somehow or another, and it's if it's inside the waistband, it's going to be pressing up against your hip, your back, your stomach, somewhere, you know, depending on how you carry. There are, you know, there, of course, there are other ways to carry, like a shoulder holster. I don't know that many people that do it nowadays because, like in the summer, it is extremely hard to conceal that. But I digress. Then comes the conundrum that some people come up to where they find out that all of a sudden now they have to be looking for these signs. These signs saying you can carry a gun in. Well, there's not a sign that says you can carry a gun in there. They just don't have a sign. But they do have signs that say you can't carry a gun in there. And then you have to do a little bit of homework. Now, if you did a little bit of homework, you wouldn't worry so much about it. Or I may be a little premature saying that. In my state, the sign has to be in the right position. It has to be in the right size. It has to say the right thing. It has to be on every door in the building. So if it's not on every door in the building, or if it's not in the right size, or if it's not in the right place, or any of that other stuff, a lot of times it can be declared invalid. There are some that constantly correct me on that and say, well, they said this the other day that it should be considered that. Well, you know, that's telling me that I shouldn't carry a gun. But at the same time, I go by the law. So if the law states that they got to have it everywhere in order for it to be valid, they got to have it everywhere in order for it to be valid. So then you have this conundrum. If you come up to a place that has this sign that says you can't carry, what should you do? Should you just not go in there? What if you have to go in there? Should you leave it in the car? And then you're running the risk of, if you're going to leave it in the car, do you need to install some sort of a little one gun safe? You know, all of these things running through the head of the new gun carrier. For the seasoned gun carrier, they know where the signs are. And they have a plan B. If they go out there and say, I want to eat at this restaurant, you look at it, okay. So no pizza tonight, I guess it's burgers, you know. You move on, you adjust. Then comes the hardest part to get past, because carry guns for the longest time have been in this race to the smallest. The race to the smallest. And this is one of my biggest distresses amongst people that carry guns, because I know lots of people that carry the very excellent Glock 43 or the very excellent Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, which is fine in a self-defense situation. I myself, I know that, people like Clint Smith, he's not concerned with capacity, because Clint Smith is a very highly accurate shooter. He's trained for a lifetime to be an accurate shooter. And he plans on hitting you if he pulls the gun. He's not going to waste his ammo on you. And he carries a lot of ammo. So he's got plenty of ammo all over him. I think he carries a minimum of 5 or 6 magazines if he's carrying a single stack 1911. But in other places, we're now trying to find the smallest gun to try to find the most comfortable gun. The gun that we can carry and forget we have. The only problem is this. Even with a gun like that, okay, say you're in a very hot climate or something like that, you're still aware of the gun. And, I understand that. You're trying to find a way to come to this common ground. But then comes the very highly, it is highly unlikely that you'll ever use a gun in self-defense. Odds are. If you were to look at the odds, if you were to look at, how many times, I think 7,000 times a day, 7,000 times a day, people are using guns in self-defense out of 330 million people. And 99% of them are not shooting anybody. They're just presenting the gun. But if you actually are in a gunfight, if you get into a gunfight, at that point, that small gun that was so comfortable to carry, every gun out there made today is too big to carry for most people. Every gun out there today is too big to carry. It's too cumbersome. I don't want to carry it this way. I don't want to carry it that way. We're basically talking about 2 pounds, maybe 2 pounds. If it's an all-steel gun, 3 pounds. Okay, I'll give it that. I'll say 3 pounds. And then everybody's like, and I'm talking about a normal, let's say a Glock 19 sized gun. And I know lots of people carry them, but I'm talking about the new people. So they have this pound and a half, 2 pounds of plastic and steel and bullets in it, you know, on their hip. Maybe they have a couple of extra magazines if they're smart. And that gets uncomfortable. So then they go to the Glock 43. Then from there to the Glock 42. And before long, they're getting into some 380 semi-auto, which I got nothing against them. It's just not something I'm going to carry. Or a five-shot revolver that they can carry in their pocket. And even that is too heavy. But here's the problem. Here's where the thing comes in. And these are not my words. These are Clint Smith's words from Thunder Ranch. All guns are too big to carry, and no guns are too big to fight with. If you find yourself in a gunfight, you're going to want capacity. Round capacity. So this is where you have to come to this. You have to find this solution. This is where you have to come to this truce with yourself. And, you know, the journey is very difficult. If you're a young person, young people carry guns in the appendix carry, and you can't even tell they have anything on. There's nothing in, you can't tell they have a gun sticking out of their waistband at all. And if you're older, then you start feeling pain and everything when it's pressing against you. I get it. And then you got to make a switch. I mean, you got to switch to something outside the waistband, but still concealed. In my case, it has to still be concealed. So this is the conundrum we all face. All of you new people, if you're out there listening right now and you're saying, how do you guys get past? We all face the same thing every day, all day. And you have to just think to yourself, I did all of this in the event to be prepared for the unexpected. In the event of the unexpected, if that erupts in front of you, there is no gun that is too big to fight with. Don't find that out the hard way. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many, presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him.
Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News. With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside, and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us, too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities, just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the true benefits of what I do, one of the really nice benefits of what I do, is I get to meet and talk to people that like John Lott, like Dr. John Lott. And Dr. John Lott is a statistician who wrote More Guns, Less Crime. And he is the preeminent authority as far as stats concerning anything he looks at. And there's a reason behind that, because what he does is when he puts out a study, no matter what it's on, like he's been doing coronavirus studies here lately, basically on the over-reporting of death due to coronavirus, which that's important to make that distinction. He puts out his data as far as the way I did this survey. And then his peers can look at that data and look at that process and then say, when they look at the conclusion, this all makes sense. It's a little bit like saying, here's my answer and here's the math problem I used to come up with that answer. And they look at that and say, this is correct. And that's just basically the way to sum up what John Lott does. Which leads me to I'm completely aghast at the state of things here in the United States today, because we're doing something primarily based upon an Imperial College epidemiologist named Neil Ferguson. And he did a computer model that led to this lockdown. But let me give you a little background. You've never heard of him. I understand that. The reason you've never heard of him, because he's never put out a study that was actually correct. He's never put out his data either. So nobody can look at him and say, well, you're incorrect for this reason or that reason. So he doesn't ever learn. But he still gets, you know, every time he does something and it's messed up, he gets lots of patting on the back, you know. He was behind the disputed research that sparked the mass culling of 11 million sheep and cattle in the United Kingdom during the 2001 outbreak of foot and mouth disease. Now, sheep and cattle are livestock. You know, milk, wool, steaks. Yeah. And he predicted at that time, the reason he predicted this and the reason these sheep and cattle were put to death was he predicted that 150,000 people would die from foot and mouth disease. And yet at the end of the day, there was 200 deaths. Not 150,000 deaths. In 2002, then they had BSE, mad cow disease, and he predicted that up to 50,000 people would likely die from exposure to this. And in the UK, there were only 177 deaths from BSE. In 2005, he predicted that up to 150 million people could be killed from bird flu. And in the end, in a seven-year stretch from 2003 to 2009, only 282 people died worldwide from the disease between 2003 and 2009. In 2009, a government estimate based on Ferguson's advice said a reasonable worst-case scenario was that the swine flu would lead to 65,000 British deaths, and in the end, swine flu killed 457 people in the UK. Now, up to this point, the only drastic thing that has happened is 11 million cows and sheep were put to death. Remember this. Off of his bad, bad modeling. So, this past March, the aforementioned forgettable Neil Ferguson admitted that his Imperial College model of the COVID-19 disease was based on undocumented 13-year-old computer code that was intended to be used for a feared influenza pandemic rather than coronavirus. Then, once he released this study, which said that 2.2 million Americans would die, and 500,000 British citizens, or I'm sorry, subjects, he declined to release his original code so that other scientists could check his results. Then he released a heavily revised set of code. So we have to ask ourselves, as we say, I mean, some of you are sitting in places right now where if you walk outside by yourself on your front yard, and you don't wear a mask, and one of your Stasi neighbors calls the police and says you're not masking up, you're going to get a visit from the police. And in some cases, the police are going to show up, and they're going to lock you up for not following something that is not a law. They'll get out there and say, well, it's an executive edict coming down from the governor, so right now it's law, but it's not actually. And I may be wrong on that, but I don't know. Because I thought laws had to be passed by the legislature. How come we've never heard of Neil Ferguson? We've heard of John Lott. We've heard of Gary Kleck. You know, all these odds makers and statisticians that actually gets things right, we hear about because they're successful. When this came up, how come nobody pointed out, well, you know, he's never gotten it right. When they started revising it from 2.2 million to 500,000, then to 60,000. This guy has received recognition for his important role in these various crises. And he was elected a fellow of what is referred to as the prestigious Academy of Medical Sciences. And I need to see exact quotes from this guy. When he predicted up to 150,000 people could die from foot and mouth disease, did he say, I expect it will be under 200, but if we call the herds, but otherwise it could be up to 2,000 or more. And worst case, it could even be as high as 150,000. Or did he flat out just say, 150,000, baby? Gravestones are going special right now. Here's a coupon. But if he really did have a series of previous errors, why are we listening to him? There's a few things we could take from this. Maybe he didn't really make those errors if you look at the actual statements. Or maybe nobody realized he'd made all those errors. That's true of me and anybody else because nobody's ever heard of him. Maybe he was just playing a role in the system. He told people what they wanted to hear, at least some people, right? Right, Whitmer? Maybe he had this reputational incumbency effect. Sometimes when you get deemed a expert, like Dr. Oz, then you're an expert. Like Bill Nye, the science guy, who's not even a scientist, but he's deemed an expert. And people, what they have to, you know, they believe what they say. Or maybe we've just got low standards. You know, if somebody gets out there and they become a tenured professor or accoladed professor at some top university, we don't actually look at what they do. Because most of the time they, you know, they're quite ordinary. They're not, you know, the extraordinary ones are very few and far between. In any event, wherever we are right now as far as this process, we need to be getting away from the scientists and let the engineers have at it. When I'm talking about the engineers, I'm talking about the people that actually put together vaccines. Because this is where the peace of mind is going to come. And mind you, I'm not saying the vaccine is the answer. Peace of mind is a placebo effect. We live in a very dangerous world. And there, you know, it's almost like we're looking for a guarantee that we're never going to have any sort of malady come our way. And that's not very realistic. But the only good thing that has come out of this pandemic is if you look at who all the gun grabbers are normally, you will also see these are the same people that are locking people up for cutting hair or for opening a restaurant in defiance of their orders, you know. How dare you? That kind of thing. So it's quite illuminating, and I'm enjoying everything I'm seeing as far as, like, I saw a poll the other day where everybody trusts Biden on everything except the economy more than Trump. And I'm just sitting back, you know. I've got a box of Orville Redenbacher sitting there waiting. I'll be popping it soon. It's going to be a fun show. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Yes, one more time. Some of us get to go outside after this, don't we? Yes, this is Gun Owners News Hour. We've been through 12 pandemics in 244 years. 57 to 58, we had the Asian flu. In 68 and 69, which I was 7 and 8 years old, the Hong Kong flu. I followed the news as much as any average person of my age. When my father would come home from work, I would do anything to sit with him. So I watched the Huntley Brinkley News Hour and with him. And, you know, I don't have any memory of school closing during the Hong Kong flu. Maybe a few did here or there. Not where I lived. I have no memories of city or state lockdowns because I do remember when Martin Luther King was assassinated and the resulting violence and the curfews of that. I don't remember anything off of these two influenzas. Yet, these two influenzas had death tolls roughly comparable to that of COVID-19. Between 70,000 and 116,000 people in the U.S. died from Asian flu, which is 0.04% and 0.07% of the nation's population at the time, somewhat more than the 0.03% of the COVID-19 death rate so far. The Asian flu, unlike COVID-19, was rarely fatal for children and was more deadly for the elderly and pregnant women. Now, the Hong Kong flu, according to the CDC, had more precisely an estimated U.S. death toll of 100,000 in 1968 to 1970, which are years that included things like the Woodstock Festival and many, many protests, which was 0.05% of the total population. Both flus had high death rates among the elderly, but apparently not as high a proportion as COVID-19 has had. And once again, there were no nationwide school closings, no multi-month lockdowns, no daily presidential news conferences. Apparently neither the nation's leaders nor the vast bulk of the people here felt that this sort of a drastic measure was called for. Now, some of this calm reaction was due to the fact that we had confidence in the fact that there was going to be a vaccine that would be developed, as other flu vaccines had been developed after the 1918-19 Spanish flu pandemic. But flu vaccines are never entirely effective. Only half of America takes them, and none were widely available until after the Asian and Hong Kong flus had swept over the nation. So,
Now we're looking at attitude change, which is sort of a fundamental thing that can change in a nation over half a century. And the very different responses to this year's coronavirus pandemic and the influences of 50 and 60 years ago suggests that Americans today are much, much, much more risk-averse. They're much more willing to undergo massive inconvenience and disruption to avoid marginal increases in fatal risk. And some of this can be explained by different experiences. The Asian and Hong Kong flus arrived in America amid and at the end of what I call the mid-century moment. This is the quarter century after World War II, when we were enjoying the low inflation, economic growth, and a degree of cultural uniformity and respect for institutions that lots of people yearn for today. Mid-century Americans had living memories of World War II, where we lost 405,000 American military people. They were troubled not so much by the number of military deaths in Korea, 36,000, Vietnam, 58,000, but by our leaders' failure after years of effort to achieve a victory. Because the last time we went out there and stomped our opponent was World War II. Contrast this with the shrillness of outcries over orders of magnitude fewer military deaths in Iraq, 4,497, and Afghanistan, 2,216. And as a military member, or former military member, I'll tell you, yes, every death is a tragedy. But those numbers total less than the average number of deaths in America every day, which is 7,707 in 2018. But today's Americans, who are all beneficiaries of a Cold War victory that was almost entirely bloodless, seem to blanch at paying any human price. And they also seem to expect any competent leader to come up with a policy that preserves every life at any cost. So here you have Andrew Cuomo of New York, he's got a high approval, who said his lockdown is worth it if it saves just one life. Although if he really believed that, he would impose and strictly enforce a 5-mile-per-hour speed limit on the New York State Thruway. You can argue that Americans in the mid-century moment were too willing to accept pandemic or battlefield deaths, just as they were too willing to accept racial segregation or to stigmatize uncommon lifestyles. But there's a strong argument that they had a more realistic sense of the limits of the human condition and the efficacy of an official action than Americans have today. Certainly more than the governor stubbornly enforcing lockdowns till the virus is stamped out and the deaths fall to zero. And behind that stance is the assumption that there's an instant and painless solution for every problem, rather than a need to weigh conflicting goals and make a tragic choice amid unavoidable uncertainty. I had a discussion about this mid-century mindset. See, for people that have served in the military, for example, people that served in the military know what it's like to voluntarily go to a place and volunteer to give over complete and total control of your life to someone other than yourself. Because that's what it is. In the military, it is not a democracy. Everything you do in the military has oversight. You do have this off-duty time, but you are still subject to the commands of your chain of command. So for us, when this happened, this caused no mental anguish. It made me angry. But it caused no mental anguish. And I've talked to a few of my buddies from my military time over the course of this. And, you know, I'm getting the same sort of vibe from them as well. Also, there's this expectation, I think. I see people asking Trump in these news conferences, do you think you deserve to be reelected when 70,000 people have died on your watch due to coronavirus, or 80,000, whatever the number is that day. And like I said, 2.5 million people die per year in America today prematurely from some disease, from some accident, from some malfeasance. They die. it's nobody talks about where's the outrage about medical misadventure? Where's that outrage? Why are we not giving every dime we have to cancer research if we're that much involved in trying to save every life? And why are we looking at something that we can't control? We can't outrun a virus. You can't hide from a virus. As a gun carrier, I carry a gun, and I talked about this earlier. It's uncomfortable, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be prepared for the unexpected. So doing things that are, expeditious to safeguarding things are fine with me. But doing things that are needless are actually not giving anything. If the mask works, why do we have to social distance? If the social distancing works, why do we have to wear a mask? Why can't we stand in line to vote, but we can stand in line to go to Lowe's or to the grocery store? Why can't you cut somebody's hair and have 7 people in your shop when you can be in a grocery store with 800 people? We got to get past this. There's no fear. Living in fear is not living. Living in fear is cowering and waiting. And that's something I absolutely refuse to do. I'm not going to live in fear of something like this. And listen, I've got enough of the morbidities, the comorbidities that go along with this that make it dangerous to where I should be worried about it, but I'm not. I've had it. It dealt with me and I dealt with it. Took medicine for it. None of it worked. My body fought it off. My antibodies fought it off. So, we don't have, there's no way to find a foolproof solution. There's risk in everything we do every day. Every day we wake up, there's risk. And to not face it means you're not living. Is that what you want for yourself? You don't want to experience this life, the joy that comes with this life? Think about that. I will talk to you guys next week. In the meantime, keep your head up, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.